welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Bishop Watterson hosting Cleveland Benedictine at Hagley Field. And now here's Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
And the winner of the Close But No Cigar Award goes to, well, it's a tie between Benedictine and Watterson. Each are 1-3, and neither team has lost by more than one score. So, Larry Wolf, the question tonight is, does either team have the upper hand in this one?
Well, Benedictine has a more prolific offense. Watterson has a more prolific defense. So it's the old, who's going to win this battle? And Watterson's got to put some points on the board, because I think Benedictine's going to be able to score.
Well, Benedictine facing a number of challenges. First of all, DeKavlon Reese, their outstanding running back, is not going to play tonight. He got flipped over at Cleveland Heights, injured his shoulder. He will not perform in this contest tonight. Also, their middle linebacker got hurt last week, Curtis Kirk. He is going through the concussion protocol, and he will not perform this contest. If the game were tomorrow night, he'd be able to play. So a couple of ouchies, if you will, for the Bengals to start this contest, and we'll see what happens if Watterson can take advantage of that. When we come back, we'll hear from both coaches, but first we'll pause on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home, so you can get better, so you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Bengals, the one and only guy I covered when he was playing in high school and college, Carter Wheelo. And coach, congratulations on the job and your thoughts about this position. Why did you take this opportunity with Benedictine?
Yeah, playing at the college level, being coaching at the college level, and being a born and raised in Cleveland, I know the history of Benedictine. I know what the football program means to the school, the alumni. And when it opened up, was able to reach out and knew a couple people within the building and the alumni, and it kind of was more of a feeler thing. And then as it got going, it became something where I was going after it hard, and it happened in like literally 48 hours to where I knew that it was a football school. And if I was going to leave the college level to coach, I wanted to go somewhere where I knew I could win, and that football was important. So it was a really great opportunity for me.
Well, Carter, talk about your season so far, 1-3, but every game separated by one single score.
Yeah, again, we have to learn how to win those games. We talk as a staff, we could easily be 4-0, we can easily be 0-4, we're 1-3. So we lost quite a bit of leadership and experience the last couple years to where there's a lot of new faces. And you can see my offensive coordinator, Coach Boyce, told me last night he watched the Ursuline game week one, and he said, you know, we're a completely different team from week one in terms of being that we've gotten that much better. So we're young. Can't be an excuse, though, because we knew our first five games were going to be, before we get into conference play, we're going to be extremely tough for us. So just, you know, week by week, luckily, you know, football is played on a weekly basis. So we're, you know, we don't really look back at the 1-3. We're looking at a really good, sound Watterson team and trying to make sure we do everything right this week to go down there and beat a really good Bishop Watterson team.
Let's talk about the keys to victory then tonight. What do you have to do to beat the Eagles?
Yeah, we have to be, you know, we got to worry about ourselves in terms of execution, limit the penalties. We had a little bit of turnovers last week. We got to limit that. And I know Coach Bajelic from the recruiting. I recruited Columbus and I recruited Watterson kids, and I know they're football guys. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to limit the mistakes, and we have to make sure that we do the same thing. We match that. We can't have some of the things we've had in games where we've played two or three quarters and not a complete game. We have to play a complete game against Bishop Watterson with the hopes of winning it.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer, which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Eagles, Dan Bajelic. And, Coach, let's talk about the season so far. I know all coaches want to be 4-0 after 4 weeks, but assess your team's play after the first 4 weeks.
We're getting better. I mean, you know, we've had opportunities to win every ball game. We've been in 1-3 now, unfortunately. But, you know, we found sometimes a way to lose instead of a way to win. And so the kids have improved a lot. I thought we kind of came of age when we really had a game. We kind of dominated against Olin Tangora statistically, but we were down 28-7 at the time and just kind of came roaring back and made it the ball game, got within, you know, a couple yards of tying the ball game late in the ball game.
Historically, you've been a ball control offense. Pretty much the same thing this year?
Pretty much. So we've got it that way. But, you know, we have to mix things up. I mean, we got to hit some big plays. Throwing the ball, it's something that'll be significant for us to make some, you know, kind of gashing kind of plays, as we call them.
Let's talk about Cole Andrews and a quarterback. What does he offer you as a junior signal caller?
Yeah, Cole has done a nice job. Just keep getting better. I mean, he's got a real nice arm. I think the more you get reps, he'll totally understand what you're trying to get him to do. I mean, it's a little more complex than probably people think sometimes in compared to maybe old days of football. But he's just continuing to get better. You know, he's got some intangibles that you can take advantage of as quarterback.
How about Adam Costin at running running back. Can you talk about his play? He saw plenty of time last year.
Yeah, Adams doing a great job. He actually, going into last week, had back-to-back 100-yard games for us. He's a solid runner, always been a good slasher. He's had a good offseason in the weight room, so his inside running has improved, and he's extremely steady, a guy we rely on a lot for bulk of our carries.
Talking with the head coach of the Eagles, Dan Majelik, take us to the defense now and talk about what we can see from Watterson tonight on D.
Basically, we're a four-man under front this year. Kind of fits our personnel as we go along the lines. But we've been able to be flexible to adapt the number of offenses that have been presented against us. We try to be aggressive. Very, very gap sound is one of our, kind of mantra that we hang our hat on in hustling and running the football.
Do you look for leaders in the front line or linebacker in the secondary? Obviously, you look for them anywhere, but where's the focal point of the team this year?
I don't think you look for it. Sometimes it kind of emerges and arises based upon it. I mean, we've got leaders in different areas, to be honest with you. We've got some, in the linebacker areas on defense. We've got some in the D-line, and we got some in the secondary. So it's kind of a combination. But, in terms of calling things, it kind of comes from our linebackers trying to help set that, and then we got a guy in the secondary helps handle that.
Let's talk about the matchup tonight against the Bengals. You've seen Benedictine a number of times, and their head coach knows you pretty well because actually as a college coach, he used to come down here and scout out some of your players too. What concerns you about Benedictine this evening?
Their athleticism. They're unbelievably explosive. I mean, I know they've put up over 30 points every game and 40 in a number of them, so they're really explosive, unbelievably athletic. They do a really nice job running with the running. Their kids buy into it, and they take advantage of their guys' skills.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Randy. Appreciate it.
This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Hard to believe, but after tonight, we will be halfway through the 2016 high school football season. Welcome to AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week as Bishop Watterson hosts Cleveland Benedictine tonight at Hagley Field. A matchup of two teams, both 1-3 on the season. Watterson, a very defensive team. Benedictine, a very offensive team. So something we'll have to give tonight. Good evening, everybody. It's Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Let's let you know what's going on with the rest of the Catholic League teams in the area Catholic teams this week. DeSales already has a 14-0 lead on Covington Catholic. Alonzo Booth with a 70-yard touchdown run. Brian Osamoah chips one in from 15. Reedy has a 7-0 lead over St. Mary's. Austin Aiello hits Taryn Crowder for an 81-yard touchdown in that one. Hartley on the road at Worthington Kilbourne tonight. St. Charles up in Medina to take on Highland. Fisher Catholic hosting Burn Union. And then tomorrow it's a big one out in Licking County as Newark Catholic hosts Lakewood. Some other major matchups here this evening in the area. Dublin Kaufman is at Gahanna. Pickerington Central is at Upper Arlington. Olentangy Liberty is at Pickerington North. And Dublin Jerome at Hilliard Darby. That's just to name a few. We'll keep you updated on those throughout the evening. Let's head out to Hagley Field right now and Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, great job as always. Don't forget, Ryan and Lee will have all the scores you need at halftime and after the game as well, too. Well, Benedictine won the toss and the deferred, so Watterson will receive right to left. It's moist in the press box up here. Temperature 85 degrees. God only knows what the humidity is right now, but it is up there. And we look to our left by the flagpole, and there's Urban Meyer, majestically by the Stars and Stripes, watching his son perform tonight for Watterson. And you take a look at this, and Ryan alluded to it, this Benedictine team can score. I mean, they have scored 32, 35, 40, and 35, the last two in a losing effort on the season. Here's a kick underway, week number five. It's a little pooch kick, and we have whistles and flags. I think they left early on the kick, so we'll do it again.
not the start Benedictine wanted.
And by the way, kicking off is number 82, Anthony Cora. An interesting story from the soccer team. This kid goes 5'11 and allegedly 114 pounds soaking wet.
Maybe with a 10-pound anchor.
Although he looks a little larger than that.
Really?
He looks like 117 to 118. Yeah, they were offside on the kick, so we'll move it back five and kicking off from the 35-yard line. Meanwhile, for Watterson, you know, tough losses. We talked about beautiful losers almost. 8-3, they lost to Ridge in the first game on a scoop and score. They outgained Olentangy Orange by 200 yards. Olentangy Orange only had the ball for 10 minutes, yet Orange won 28-21. They beat Walt Jesuit, did the Eagles 27-14. They lost in overtime last week to St. Charles 10-7. Watterson with the first possession of overtime missed a field goal. Actually thought they were going to take it in for a score. They had a pass completion inside the 5-yard line, but they said the wide receiver was pushed out, did not have a foot in bounds, so they were not able to score. St. Charles is able to make the field goal, and the Cardinals get the victory. And one more time, Cora with a kick, and again, kicks it along the ground. The up man has it for Bishop Watterson. They'll get it up across the 37 to the 38-yard line on the return that time. It was Kyle Naderhoff with the return. So it'll be first and 10 now for the Eagles. 6 seconds into this contest, and we'll mark the ball right at the 48-yard line. Offensively up front for Watterson, it's Chris Carter, Michael Massinople, Ethan Bogan, Dominic Elmo, and Riley Fortkamp in the interior five. Quarterback is Cole Andrews. Nick Bowen is a fullback. Tailback is Adam Cosson. Wideouts are Nate Meyer, Casey Calhoun, and also Charlie Spencer and Nick Geisler can see time as tight end. Wide out to either side. In fact, two to the bottom. Going back to throw, the quick pass. It is caught, bobbled, and complete at the 42-yard line. And it'll be a first down on the play. Nice pass. Completion that time for the Eagles inside Bengal territory. And the pass is complete on the play. And it goes to number 15, Nate Meyer, who makes the catch and moves the sticks.
Nice combination route there. Nate Meyer ran a little 12-yard curl in. And they ran a wheel route behind it. So they're setting up the wheel route for later on in the game. We'll probably see that wheel throw.
Connor Bush goes wide to the top of the set, along with Anthony Mershad, one wide to the bottom. Hand off to the lone man of the backfield inside the 40, all the way down to the 37-yard line. Rumbling out the right side is Nick Bowen, the fullback, who comes into this contest with 26 carries. Good for 125 yards. He is a fullback type, but he's also a slasher, Larry, as well.
He doesn't have the prototypical size of a CCL fullback, but he has the build. You know what I mean? He's low to the ground. He's not 6'3 or anything. He's smaller, shorter, stockier, but he's got a little swivel to him.
Two wide to the bottom. They've got out of the top from the guns set now. We got one back of the backfield on his first down play. It'll be Costin who gets the handoff, finds the gap, up the middle, inside the 35-yard line, down to around the 33 on the play. Defensively for Benedictine up front, it is Moses Townsend along with Michael Fallon, Linnell Camp, and Brandon Quarterman. The linebackers, Keith Williams along with Eric Cross. Then Matthias Chmielewski is in the middle replacing Curtis Kirk, who's on that concussion protocol. The corners are Steven Kozakowski and Devin Fox, and the safeties are Jason Tycho and Chris Jefferson. Mark the ball officially at the 34, where it's knee touchdown. It'll be third down and two for the Eagles, with two wide at the top, including Casey Calhoun and Nick Geisler. Wing to the right, Andrews rolling, gunning, short pattern, the ball knocked straight up in the air and is picked off by Benedictine. Through the hands of the wideout and straight up into the air, and the interception goes into the breadbasket of the Bengals, picked off on the play by Jason Tycho out of the secondary, who gets his second pick of the campaign.
That ball should have been completed. That ball hit the wide receiver right in the hands. It might have been a little high, but it wasn't too high. It was just above the helmet. He should have caught the ball, and he tipped it straight up in the air. It went up in the air, 15 feet maybe? It was an easy catch.
It was almost a fair catch.
Yeah, it was almost a fair catch.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line. If you're an Eagle fan, it was probably an unfair catch.
That should not dissuade Watterson from throwing the football.
10-10 left in the quarter. Three wide to the bottom. On a first down play, they look long downfield, and the pass going to be overthrown at around the 35-yard line, intended on the play for big number 25, and that is Devin Fox. Now, the quarterback to lead things is Levi Pekorsnik. He's 5'8", 180, and a junior, 25 of 54 passing, 368 yards, four touchdowns and one pick. Four wideout look is what they go by, and they have Aubrey Ward, Michael Williams, Chris Jefferson, and Glenn Pearson. One back in the backfield is Patrick Fleming, pacing to Cavillon Reese, and a quick pop out of the backfield. It's complete across the 25 to the 30, up to maybe the 34-yard line around the right side. They take it, and that time Fox came out of the backfield to make the catch, and he's got the ball up for a gain on the play that'll set up a third down. Let's call it a long six now, just past the 34-yard line. In the interior five, it's Andrew Heil along with Marshall Philman, Austin Falconis, Armand Rivera-Scott, and Donovan Corlo. Three wide at the top. Quarterback is going to call his own number, try to take it around the corner, and he's not going to do it. Great pursuit by the Watterson defense as he tried to turn the corner. Looked like Cam Headley came up from the secondary to help make the hit on the play, the safety.
It's a real nice play by the safety. What he did was he stayed in the alley, he ran downhill, and he forced the ball wide, and then the pursuit caught up with it.
So it'll be a punting situation, you would believe, from the 29-yard line with 9:11 left to go.
You always got to be careful here. The quarterback is the punter. Now, it's not important now because it's 4th and 11, but later in the game when it's 4th and 2, 4th and 3, don't forget that the quarterback is the punter.
But Korsnick standing back at his own 18-yard line. Gets it off, line drive affair, and it's going to go over the head of the deep man for the Eagles and bounce inside the 30-yard line and trickle down to around the 23. Went over the head of Meyer, and he will let it die there right at the 23-yard line. A 48-yard punt, and they'll take over possession with the Eagles for the second time. First down and 10, scoreless, 8:47 left to go in the first quarter.
That's one of those punts that Nate Meyer would like to field because it was a low-driving kind of kick, and he just kind of gave up on it early. He's a baseball player. He could easily cut that over the shoulder like he does in baseball and maybe had a chance to return at 10 or 15 yards.
Cole Andrews, 14 of 33 passing, 228 yards, one touchdown and three picks coming into this contest. Also has one more completion, also has one more pick. One back in the backfield. Going to keep it on the ground. Costin's got it up across the 25. Squirms ahead to the 27-yard line. Looked like he was ready to go down almost before contact.
Yeah. He kind of stumbled or like his legs almost like they buckled there. One of the things Watterson's doing is they're pulling the off guard and they're running a power play. They're doubling at the point of attack to the weak side linebacker, and then they're wrapping a guard around to get a lead blocker for the fullback.
One of the guys we'll talk about in that offensive line is the strong guard, Michael Massanople, 5'10", 223, and a junior returning starter, playing very well, a good leader on this team. A gain of four, second and six, 8:13 left to go. Backs from an offset eye. Second man through, gets the handoff, trying to turn the corner, and Costin brought down in the open field right at the 29-yard line. Good pursuit on the play by the Bengals. Chris Jefferson coming up from the secondary to make the hit.
Nice tackle by Jefferson. He got him in the alley, because if he doesn't get him, Costin's going to turn the corner and get probably 7 or 8 yards there.
Jefferson, 5'11", and a junior. He's got two picks on the campaign, so now a third down situation awaits the Eagles at the 29-yard line. Let's call it third down and four with 7:42 and ticking first quarter, and we are scoreless at Hagley Field. We'll be back here next week for a little contest between DeSales and Watterson. One back in the backfield, two wide to the bottom, one to the top, one man in motion, top to bottom. That's Costin on the jet sweep, gets the handoff in stride, short side of the field, and geometry working against him there as he came around from the top to the bottom, had a very short area to kind of navigate, and was only able to pick up about two on the play.
Well, that time Casey Calhoun, the wide receiver for Watterson, missed his block. I mean, it was just that simple. If he gets his block, he might have a chance to turn the corner and get 4 or 5 yards. Don't know if he could have gotten the first down or not, but you know, on the jet sweep, you don't really have to be devastating. You just have to stay in their face. Just stay in their face. They can't tackle the man in their face.
Nick Giesler to punt now. Giesler standing back at his own 16-yard line, averaging 38.4 per punt. Gets it off. Driving punt. And let's see. Will the return happen? Yes, from the 29-yard line. Jefferson has got it. Goes left, now right, now left again. Tries to turn the corner, and they stay with him across the 30 at the 31-yard line. So a return of only a couple yards and a punt that travels 41. It'll be first and 10 for the second time for the Bengals. You look at Benedictine, and Larry, this is a team that has explosive speed. We saw that 2 years ago when they took on the Eagles and won the state championship.
Yep, they have good athletes, and they're 1-3 right now, and they could easily be 4-0. They're less than a touchdown away, and they're scoring a lot of points. It's not like you're a touchdown away and you're only scoring 3 points a game. They're scoring 30 points a game, and they're a touchdown away. So
they lost 33-32 in the first game in double overtime to Ursuline. That ended a 16-game regular season winning streak they had. Trips to the bottom, one to the top, one back in the backfield on this first down play. They'll keep it on the ground, off the left side, across the 30, and all the way up to around the 34-yard line. It's Aubrey Ward on the carry. Aubrey listed as a wide receiver, but also sees a lot of time in the backfield, especially with the injury to DeCavillon Reese. He had, in fact, 39 carries for 163 yards coming into this contest, and rapidly they're up the line of scrimmage, second and six. 6:24 left to go from the 35-yard line. From top to bottom, turning the corner, there is a gap and a big one across midfield and all the way down to the 41-yard line. Big gain that time by Fox. He saw the seam, and Larry, instead of going east and west any further, he just took it north and south.
See, that's a perfect example of the jet sweep. There wasn't one devastating block.
But there's a flag down at the 40.
Nobody really blocked anybody. They just got in the way, and that's the beauty of that play. I remember years ago when I first learned that play, they said, you don't have to block anybody. I said, shoot, our kids can do that every play. This is great. We're going to run this play every down.
But and there's a hold on the play, and we're coming back. The flag at the 40 will mark it back to the 30.
Just a little hold. I mean, didn't look like much. Itty-bitty hold.
Are you writing a note here or something?
No.
Okay.
Thought I'd throw it out there.
All right.
Because sometimes they're a big hold. They look like suplexes in big-time wrestling. This was not a big hold.
So mark it back to the 30-yard line from the spot of the infraction. Second down and 11 from right at the 30-yard line. The Korsnick from the gun. Quick pop. Pass is complete. Far side of the field. Fox again in open field out across the 40-yard line. Boy, they like to get him one-on-one. He's 6 feet, 180, and it's sophomore, and he is streaky.
Well, he's got a little shift to him now. I mean, when he caught the ball, he put the hammer down, and he gained yards in a hurry. I don't know exactly how fast he is, but he played very quick.
Well, you're talking about getting the ball to guys in space. Yep. They did it that time, and now they face a third and one from the 40-yard line with 5.5 left to go. Triple stack, one behind the other to the bottom of the set. And a quick pop, a bubble screen is thrown way too high on the play for Aubrey Ward. That's the one thing they're working on with Levi Pokorsnik at quarterback, is making sure he takes his time. He's getting better in the passing game. He's a great runner, even though you look at his frame, 5'8 and 180, a little bit on the squatty side.
Well, here we go.
Scrambles pretty well.
We're in fourth down and one, and you got your quarterback as your punter. Is he going to punt or is he going to...
He's got trips to the bottom. Let's see what he does. He's trying to draw the Eagles offside. It didn't work. Now he's going to step back a couple steps and go for a quick little punt, if you will, from a short set. It's going to bounce inside the 35 and take a Bengal roll down to the 22-yard line.
Now, one of the interesting things that just happened there, the quarterback lined up in his normal position and then moved back to a distance of 7 yards. Once he's at a distance of 7 yards, he is now a kicker, which means the center is protected. You can no longer hit the center. So Watterson has a nose tackle. Now, when we coached, I would always tell the official, listen, we're going to move back to 7. They cannot hit our center. If they had a nose tackle. And I did not see it that time, so I don't know if they did it or not.
So
but that's something to watch for.
First and 10 after the punt of 38 yards. Mark the ball at the 22-yard line. One back in the backfield for Andrews and company. And it is a handoff off the right side. Big hole across the 30, up to the 35-yard line. And churning all the way up to the 37-yard line. Nice gain on the play for the Eagles as they exploited a bit of a gap on the right side and able to get a nice gain for a first down is Nick Bowen, the fullback on the carry.
See, he runs like a fullback until he has a hole, and then he runs like a halfback. So he's kind of one of those hybrid backs. He's good-looking back.
Kind of like you. You're a hybrid.
Well, I'm a hybrid, but it has nothing to do with back.
We're just trying to figure out what the two things are. No, you're the best.
Vegetable.
Mineral. One to the top, two to the bottom. Tight end to the top of the set. Handoff goes the lone man in the backfield across the 40 up to the 41-yard line. Bowen on the carry again. It looks like they like that combination with Nick Bowen in the backfield. Against Walsh Jesuit, Nick had a 10-yard touchdown run. Three catches on the year for 21 yards as well, too, as a receiver coming into this contest.
Dominic Elmo, offensive Watterson, did a great job that time on number 77, the defensive tackle for Benedictine. I mean, he just locked him up and drove him 7 or 8 yards downfield.
Holden Jones goes to the bottom, to the top of the set. Now it's Casey Calhoun, two backs offset in the backfield from a pistol look now for Andrews on this play. Going to hand it off to Costin. Costin looks for a gap. Second effort. Gets through the hold. The 45 up to the 46-yard line. And I think he's short of the first down, but they've blown the whistle. Wait a second. He marked first down. How could it be? Look where the stick's
short.
Are.
He's short.
Our referee marked first down already. It's third down.
Yeah, he's short.
He's short by a length of the football. I was kind of wondering because Alan Gillespie all of a sudden called first down, and I'm thinking...
Maybe you don't need 10 yards anymore. Maybe it's an 8-yard rule.
Oh, it's that new Canadian rule.
There you go.
Sweeping the...
Blame it on Canada.
Entire continent. Third down, less than one. Backs from an offset eye. First man through, gets it. That's Bowen's got the gap, got the first down, has 10, has more. Inside the 40, scrum breaks out. The rugby pile goes all the way down to the 36-yard line. So much for helping runner as the Eagles just piled off from behind and pushed the surge all the way inside the 40.
That's good old-fashioned football there. That was just a quick trap up the middle. He got into the second level and did push the pile.
18 yards on the game, first and 10 from the 37 of the Bengals. As the Eagles have something going now with 3:43 and ticking here. Is Holden Jones now to the bottom, to the top again. It is Casey Calhoun, a wing to the bottom of the set this time, one back in the backfield. And Andrews going to hand it off to Cosson. Cosson finds the gap and takes it inside the 35-yard line. He was able to kind of glide through the hole area that time and find a nice seam to the right side outside the far hash and got it down to the 31.
What Watterson's doing out of this pistol is they're basically employing a wing tee blocking scheme. What they're doing is they're blocking everybody down, pulling the guard and kicking out the end, and they're creating angles. And that's something that wing tee teams have done for years. And Watterson's been a wing tee team for 50 years, and now they go to the spread pistol, whatever you want to call it. But they still employ the wing tee philosophy.
Myron Bush checking in as the wideouts. Backs from a true eye now. On this second out play, they hand it off to Bowen. And Bowen puts his head down, gets inside the 30, no further. So it's going to be a third down play from there. Third down, they lead about three with 2:50 left to go in the quarter. And we are still scoreless.
That's what a lot of schools call the G scheme. Everybody tight end, tackle, guard. Tight end, tackle, block down. The guard pulls and kicks out.
Third and three from the 30 with 2:38 left to go in the first quarter. Meyer to the top. Bush to the bottom. Bowen now five carries for 43 yards. Bowen in motion on a wing. Handoff goes to Cosson off the left side. Puts his head down, and I don't know. Got to the 28, but maybe a little shy of that first down by less than a yard.
He would have been a lot more shy if he had made a little juke in the hole, because they were coming right up the A gaps, and they had that stopped, and he just sidestepped to the side and got into the B and C gap where the tackle and tight end and made a couple yards. Fourth and one.
Now Kevin Lamming has three field goals and five attempts in the season, one of them being a 41-yarder. This would be
46.
About 45 or 46, yeah. Yep. And they're going to go for it, it looks like, on fourth and one. Let's see if they try to draw the Bengals offside and a whistle. And I think Watterson's going to take a timeout. We'll break for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
Marquette Dixon takes one 65 yards to the house, and Hartley has an early 7-0 lead over Kilbourne. And Brandon Burks runs one in from 3 yards out, and Reedy ups their lead over St. Mary's 14-0.
I have a feeling the Hawks are going to be an angry football team. Marquette Dixon always runs angry, and I think it'll be angry squared tonight against the Wolves.
It could be.
What are you looking for here on a fourth and one?
Well, I think they're going to run left behind their best lineman. Or whichever side they're on, because they flop their sides. It looks like they're going right. Yep.
Go with a three-back look, and Cosson, boy, he got stood up near the line of scrimmage, and I'm not
he
sure.
He didn't make it.
Even with that tight formation, and the Eagles not even waiting to see if they're going to measure, they will go ahead and bring their defense on the field. A great job by the interior of that defense to hold.
Well, Watterson put their strong side to the right. They put the power in the backfield to the right, and they ran to the right. So it wasn't a surprise as to where they were going to go. I just had to identify their strong side, quick side. Now, if they'd have wrapped and come back to the quick side, they might have had a big play, because everybody from Benedictine was on the left.
So it'll be first and 10 as they turn it over on downs to the 28-yard line. 1:48 left to go for Levi Pokorsnik and company. He's got four wide, one back in the backfield. On the first down play, he's going to hand it off. They look for a gap, little seam, up to the 30, maybe the 31-yard line. At that time, for his first carry in this contest is Patrick Fleming, who comes into this game with 22 carries, 170 yards. And he got all those last week in his first start of the campaign, filling in for DeCavalon Reese. Second and seven now from the 31. Two wide at the top, actually one in the slot as well. Two quick pop in the flat. Pass complete far side up across the 30, the 35, up to the 37-yard line. Catch made by Aubrey Ward. Ward up to the 37-yard line, maybe the 36. He's going to be a couple yards shy of the sticks with 1:05 left to go in the quarter. Three wide to the bottom now, and a lone receiver to the top. One back in the backfield. Korsnick will call his own number, and not going to happen. Not going to do it. Brought down back to the 35-yard line. Pressure that time by a number of guys, including Nick Giesler.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, George Bush hit.
Sorry about that. Went into it automatically. So now it's fourth down and a couple, almost closer to 3 yards. Remember, Pekorsnik is also the punter. Currently, he's standing close. He snaps his fingers and claps his hand, but nobody moves.
Now he's backed up to 7 again.
And Meyer retreats back. It'll be a quick punt again, if you will. A fair catch called for by Meyer, and he makes the catch right at the 35-yard line. So ping pong continues after that 29-yard punt with 22 seconds left to go. Give it back to the Eagles.
Well, I watched the center nose guard that time, and what they did was they waited for the center to raise his head, and they just put his hands on him. So they obviously are well coached, and they know that they can't hit the center.
Well, it's not like these teams have not met before. No. In this series, Watterson leads it all time 6-5, although Benedictine's won the last two, I should say, 27-7 last year. And 34-24 in a game we did 2 years ago right here on AMA 20. Two wide to the bottom, one to the top. One back in the backfield, and this time Andrews is going to be under center. No gun this time. Hands it off. A little gap, spinning and getting up to maybe the 39-yard line on the play. Big number 42, Nick DePalma, getting his first carry in this contest. DePalma comes in with a grand total of 20 carries for 74 yards for the junior running back. And that'll probably be the last play of the first quarter. A lot of excitement, but no scoring after 12 minutes. Benedictine nothing, Watterson nothing. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Alonzo Booth with another long touchdown run. This time he goes in from 80 yards out, and DeSales leads Covington Catholic 21-10.
Back at Hagley Field, we are scoreless as we start the second quarter of action. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex alongside Greg Savaldi. And on that play, there was nothing there, Larry, between the tackles as we look at the total offense after one quarter. Watterson, 80 yards, 70 rushing, 10 passing. Benedictine with 26 yards total offense, 10 rushing, 16 passing. Two penalties for 15 yards for Benedictine and one turnover. That was the Watterson interception. On the carry that time, once again, it was DePalma, and very little there, so it's going to set up a third down play. Third and just about 6 from the 39-yard line, 31 ticks into quarter number 2. 2 to the bottom, 1 to the top, and Andrews wants to throw. He's looking long across the middle and overthrows everybody at the 35-yard line. Intended on the play for his wideout down around the 35-yard line, and that was Connor Bush.
Well, one of the things Connor did that time is he brought the route into the middle of the field. If he could have stayed a little bit more, a little skinnier on that post route and just worked to the inside of the corner, he'd have stayed away from the safety. It's tough to throw it through there. You almost have to throw it through the car wash and not get the ball wet when you bring the receiver into the middle.
Geisler to punt. Standing back at his own 25. Good snap pressure. They were coming right up the middle. That punt's going to hit around the 40-yard line and trickle out of bounds. The deep man was still about 15 yards away from it, and Chris Jefferson. So we'll see where they mark the ball out of bounds. And they're
that pressure,
up right to the 40.
That pressure came right in the kicker's face, and he just kicked it as quickly as he could off the inside of his foot, and it looked like a good old-fashioned shank.
21 yards on the punt, so mark it first and 10 right at the 40-yard line. Benedictine back on offense again.
It seemed apparent to me that Benedictine's speed is better than Watterson's speed, and it seems like Watterson's defense is better than Benedictine's.
First down, Pekorsnik. The man in motion gets the handoff in stride across the 40. There's a gap now up to the 45, up to the 47.
pulling people with him. Nice carry that time by Aubrey Ward around the left side. A little jet sweep action coming from top to bottom. Picks up about seven on the play.
Aubrey is normally a wide receiver, but he's been forced into being a running back, and so they put him back out as wide receiver position and then use him as a running back on the jet sweep.
And a lot of times he'll play in the slot, too, and he's very good with that bubble screen. So gain of seven, second and three from the 47 with 10:40 left to go in the half. McCorsnick bobbles the snap, has time, looks, now tucks and runs and gets the first down and scoots out of bounds. You know, he can motor a little bit.
That's
for a guy of his size.
That's what McCorsnick does. He's got good feet. Coach told us before the game that he had great feet and he liked him running the football, and they're working on the passing game. So did a nice job of scooting that time.
That is their first down in this contest. Mark the ball at the 47 of the Eagles with 10:34 left to go.
Very importantly, the field position has changed. They're on the short side of the 50 now for the first time.
Two wide to either side. Ward, the slot man, to the bottom. In motion, bottom to top. Going to get the handoff again. Look for a gap inside the 45, and he can cruise inside the 40. Bounces off two defenders inside the 35-yard line. And somehow never got knocked down. He got hit three times, and he was just a Super Bowl and bounced off of everybody.
Aubrey Ward simply wasn't going down to the grass. There was just no reason for him to fall down on that run. He was just going to keep bouncing until he ran out of real estate.
Picks up 14 on the play. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Down to 10:24 left to go. Three to the bottom, one to the top. Is it Fleming time? It is. Fleming's got it inside the 30-yard line, down to around the 29, maybe the 28, before he's tied up there on the play. Max Brotka, the middle linebacker, helping to make the hit on the play.
Max has got to have a big game tonight because he has to anchor the inside of that defense. They cannot let Benedictine run wide and run inside.
Second down and seven from the 29, 2 minutes into the second quarter, and we are scoreless. Eagles showing blitz, and they're coming, and this time it's going to go to Fleming, gets it down around the 27-yard line. Did not check out that Watterson defense yet. Nick Giesler up front along with Will Fortkamp, also Michael Massanopoulos, and Luther Plater will see time along with Charlie Spencer at an end. The linebackers, Hayden Paul, Max Brodka, and Jack Best. In the secondary, it's Anthony Marchand along with Connor Bush at the corners. The safeties are Cam Headley and Nate Meyer. Third down and five from the 27 now. Quick pop, it goes to Ward out in the flat. That'll be rushing yards because they threw it back, and the pressure's on, and he's going to be brought down back at the 35-yard line. Boy, talk about swarming the football. The Eagles did it that time, Larry.
Well, the funny thing about it is nobody could get a handle on him. They kept their first one guy had him, then two guys, then three guys, but nobody had him, and finally it took all four of them to just grab him and throw him down. We have an Eagle down here.
Right at the 38-yard line, sitting down on the field right now. Is that Anthony Marchand?
It is.
From the secondary?
It is.
Yeah, Marchand is sitting down. The cornerback who comes in with nine solos, three assists, a tackle for a loss, and an interception. As they attend to him, we'll pause, Larry, for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Cameron Culver scores from 14 yards out, and Hartley has a 14-0 lead over Kilbourne. Reynoldsburg has an early 21-7 lead over Westerville Central, and Hilliard-Davidson in Lancaster tied at 7.
And a reminder, we're approaching the top of the hour. You are listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and they help Anthony Marchand off the field, the young man who likes outdoors history and is part of the business club. And his birthday is tomorrow.
See, he likes history. You know right there he's well-grounded. This guy knows what's going on.
Please. Please. Personal opinions out of this, okay? Mr. History Teacher. Fourth down and 12. They're going to go for it. But Korsnick looking long downfield for Fox, and he caught it. For a touchdown. Wow. They go for it on fourth and long. They throw the fly pattern to Fox, and he corrals it for the score.
That was just a good old-fashioned go route. That was just, let's see if our fastest guy can outrun your fastest guy. And that's what happened. He threw it up. He threw a rainbow. Hit him about 4 yards deep in the end zone. Beautiful pass right on target.
Fox again, just a sophomore, and how painful is that for Watterson? Did they exploit the fact that they had a different guy back in there in the secondary?
Well, they obviously studied something because they went one-on-one with the replacement.
Extra point time now. The snap, the kick, plenty of leg. It is up, and it is good. 7-0 the tally in this one with 8:55 left to go in the first half. And we'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
In a battle of unbeatens tonight, E.J. Caldwell takes one in, and Upper Arlington has an early 6-0 lead over Pick Central.
And Pekorsnik goes 34 yards to Fox for the touchdown. Dozen, who changed uniform numbers from 83 to 22 as the PAT. 7-play, 60-yard drive that usurped 2:12 off the clock. And just like that, we stand now at 7-0 with 8:55 left to go. And that was just a toothache there for Watterson because you had him on a fourth down and long situation.
Well, on third down, you make the big play out in the flats, and you lasso the runner, and you get him down, and it's fourth and 10 or 11, and you give up a 35 or 40-yard pass. It's tough.
Anthony Cora to boot it. And there's the kick. We'll go high and deeper this time, with the return going to start from the 15-yard line, straight up the near side, and undercut right at the 31-yard line is Connor Bush on the play. So a return of about 16 yards, and the Eagles will have decent field position. Assess the Watterson offense so far in the first half, Larry.
They've actually moved the ball fairly well. They've pushed the ball inside the tackles. They don't have enough speed to get outside. They can run a jet sweep here and there, but what they're going to have to do is run their power game inside, throw the ball first down a few times just to get guys out of the box. Right now, you're looking at, I see seven guys within 3 yards of the ball and one guy hanging over the edge. So 7.5. There we go.
Quick pop on a quick out. It goes to Kasson. He remembered everything but the football. Look downfield. It was helmet high. He turned downfield and forgot to corral the football.
See, if you're a passing team and you drop a 5-yard out, that's no big deal because you're going to come back and get it back. But when you're not a passing team and you get an open 5-yarder, you've got to complete that ball. And the pass was right on target. Kasson just turned away like a lot of receivers do. He was looking to run and didn't have the football.
Nate Meyer checks in. Checking out is Casey Calhoun. Meyer, one of the two wideouts to the top, one to the bottom, one back in the backfield on a second down at 10. Andrews wants to throw again. Looks, guns, pass is complete into traffic. And then he lost the ball at the end of the play. And they're ruling it incomplete. Pass is incomplete, intended for Connor Bush, I think, on the play. It falls incomplete. It'll be third down and 10.
Well, that's another ball should have been caught. He let the ball get into his body instead of catching it with his hands out in front. He let it get into his body, and they just stripped it right away from him.
It could be a rarity. We could see Watterson with three straight pass plays here.
It's part of what happens. Again, if you were a passing offense, threw the ball 30 times a game, that happens all the time, and you think nothing of it. But when you throw the ball 10 times a game, it's different. You have to complete them.
8:38 left to go. Two wide to the bottom. Bush to that side along with Calhoun. And a whistle, and somebody wants a timeout. Watterson wants a timeout. They'll burn their second timeout. We'll pause for the cause as well, too, right here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Ryan Warrior punches one in from 19 yards out, and Hilliard Davidson is retaking the lead over Lancaster 14-7. And Pick Central has answered Upper Arlington's score. They have a 7-6 lead.
After seeing Lancaster in week one, I'm surprised Davidson's having a hard time. But then again, Davidson is only 2-2 after the first 4 weeks.
It's hard to tell who's good right now.
Third down and 10.
Constant motion, bottom to top, quick pop, pass is complete, it looks like, and the receiver is drilled right at the 35-yard line. I mean, the catch was made by Calhoun, and he got drilled
Chris Jefferson. Chris Jefferson really came from his, well, they don't call him a safety, they actually call him a sniper. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference between a sniper and a snake. I can't answer that one, but that's what they call him.
Oh, now they're going to rule it incomplete.
Yeah, he drilled him.
Well, a sniper is a guy that's on top of a building. A snake is on the ground.
I don't think that has anything to do with football.
Kiesler to punt, standing back at his own 17-yard line. 8:33 left to go. Pressure again from the outside from Fox. The punt is high and hanging. It's going to hit inside the 35-yard line. Trickle down to the 27. There's a flag down on the play, perhaps for a little blocking action there at the 25.
Down by number
five. Yep. So the flag at the 25 with 8:23 left to go.
Well, the funny thing is you didn't even need to make the block on that one. They're going to get a block in the back, I believe, on Benedictine. And number 27 for Benedictine did it. And there's no reason for it because they weren't even going to catch the ball and run it. And that was seven.
Stephen Kozakowski.
Kozakowski.
So Mr. Gillespie comes our way and says, here, block in the back.
It wasn't even, he didn't even try to hide it. It was out in the middle, in the open. Everybody in the whole world could see it.
And the ball was here, and he was about 10 yards from it.
Yep.
So they're going to mark it back to inside the 20-yard line. Go around the 19. It'll be first and 10 for the Bengals from there, up 7-0 in this contest.
That's an important punt for Watterson because it's now flip field position again. If they can get a three and out, they can get it on the short side of the 50. Punch one in here and tie this thing up right before half.
Benedictine, if you're wondering, state champs in 14, 04, 03, 96, 81, 80, and 73. Bukorsnik has two wide at the top, one at the bottom on the first down play. Wants the quick pop, has it near side across the 25, out to the 26-yard line, still fighting, and now eventually pushed out of bounds is number 14 on the play, and that is Glenn Pearson.
Jack Freaker was on the defense there. Now, that's exactly who they picked on the last time, so they're going right at the new guy in the secondary. That's two straight plays, two straight pass plays, right at the new guy.
So mark the ball out to the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and four from there at the 26. 7:55 left to go. And in motion is Ward. He will take the handoff across the 35, and he's in open field, 40, midfield, down the sidelines, 40, 35, 30, and finally brought down inside the 30-yard line and around the 28, maybe the 27-yard line.
Nate Meyer caught him from behind, but you have to understand what speed
looks
like. But
there's a flag, Larry, back at the 29.
Okay, that'll work. You have to know what speed looks like. When you look on film, you can sometimes tell that somebody has speed simply by when they run, they flatten the angle. Somebody comes up to tackle them, and suddenly the angle's flattened. And that time, I'm telling you what, he turned on the jets and was down the sideline.
Holding is the call, negating the 45-yard run. We will bring it back. And Watterson now, for the second time in the first half, gets a break.
That's the speed on the perimeter we were talking about. And it looked like they're faster on the perimeter. Watterson might be stronger in the inside. So it's going to be a test of wills here.
We talked about their tradition of state championships. On the season, Benedictine averages 420 yards total offense, but they give up 395.5, so they have been a porous defense. They'll go with a couple wide to the bottom of the set, including number 11 in the slot. That's Michael Lacey. Fleming in the backfield, two wide at the top as well, too. One back in the backfield, as we mentioned. That's Fleming, one guy in motion. Top to bottom, and Pekorsnik with some time now rolls out, tries to turn the corner, motors out to around the 20-yard line, goes up the sidelines, and gets out of bounds around the 25, maybe the 26.
Well, it's at least manageable yardage now. You're down to a third and three, maybe, third and four at the most, so you can get your first down and get out of the hole through Benedictine.
Well, even Levi's got speed at the corner, too.
He's got a little scoot to him, and he's only 5'8 and 180 pounds, so that when you come up to get him, there's not much of an angle to tackle him.
Fox and Pearson to the bottom of the set, two wide the top. Fleming in the backfield. Fox in motion, bottom of the top, gets the handoff, tries to turn the corner, accelerates into the hole. Boy, Larry, you talk about this all the time, but you mentioned accelerate into contact, yep. And that's what Fox did on that play.
And we say it almost every week here, but the really great running backs hit another gear right before they're going to get tackled. And it shreds tacklers. It's tough to tackle somebody when they come at you harder than you come at them.
Picks up eight, gets the first down, mark the ball out to the 34-yard line. 7:02 left to go first half. 7-0 the tally in this one in favor of the Bengals. In motion is Ward.
And Pokorsnik will keep it across the 35 and pulls defenders up to the 37-yard line.
That wasn't a very well-timed play. That was supposed to be a dive option look. And the pitch man was about 15 yards outside of the quarterback. He had no chance but to keep that one.
So it'll be second down now with the ball resting at the 37, actually closer to the 38-yard line. Second down and six from there. Three wide to the bottom, one to the top. Korsik going to hand it off to Fleming. Fleming hits the hole hard, but then hits a eagle wall, if you will, right at the 40-yard line.
I think Benedictine is just probing the inside, knowing they're not going to get a lot of yards inside because the Watterson defense, tackle to tackle, is pretty stout. It's not on the perimeter where the speed of Benedictine can just pretty much do what they want to do out there.
So it'll be third down now and a whistle and officials timeout on the field.
Equipment or something?
Yep, for one of the Eagles being repaired. One of the linebackers, in fact, was Hayden Paul. So now it's third down and four with 5:50 left to go. Pokorsnik, triad to the bottom, one to the top. He's going to roll near side. Plenty of room, looks, guns it downfield, and the pass is incomplete inside the 30-yard line at the 28 intended for Fox on the play.
That was a good-looking throw there. Now, he rolled to his left, stopped, jumped, turned, and gunned one back to the right. Right down the right hash mark. That was a good throw. It was about 30 yards in the air, and it was a laser.
Allegedly, it's a punting situation, but again, whenever it's less than 5 yards, you got to watch it with Pokorsnik back there, the quarterback and punter.
I think right now Benedictine's happy to play field position because their defense at least standing toe-to-toe with the Watterson offense.
Moses Townsend, one of the up guys for the Bengals on a fourth down and four from right at the 40-yard line.
Whoa.
High snap, pulls it down, runs to his right, gets off the punt, and not a great punt. It's going to hit around the 43, maybe the 44-yard line as it trickles back a yard with 5:32 left to go. So Watterson will get the ball back in good field position after a net of only 16 yards on that punt.
Well, Watterson got a break there because now they've got the field position back. Short field.
It's first and 10, Eagles.
So the Eagles have it first and 10 from their 44.
And Watterson's been their worst enemy. They've dropped two or three passes that have been on target. So they've actually thrown it well. They just haven't caught it very well. Well, maybe at halftime, the adjustment. First half will throw it. Second half will catch it. It could be.
Gives you something to coach them up with,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Oh, there's plenty to coach them up with.
First and 10 from the 44-yard line. Bowen in motion. Hand it off the right side, up to the 45-yard line. A gain of just about one on the play. Angular run from left to right that time. Not a whole lot there for Cosson on the play.
There wasn't anything inside, and that play was designed to go inside the tackle, but every hole was filled, and so he tried to bounce it to the outside, and the Benedictine speed just caught him, ran him down for a one-yard gain.
Adam Cosson, about 15 pounds stronger than last year, more of a straight-ahead runner. Had a 42-yard touchdown run last year, remember, against Walnut Ridge in week number one. To the bottom of the set, way wide, is Holden Jones. Two to the top. One back in the backfield for Andrews. Under center on a second down and nine play. And off the left side, a little gap across midfield, all the way down to the 45, and all the way down to the 44, and the scrum breaks out there, and this is a physical contest until those running backs go down, and that's going to be a gain of 11 on the play, and enough for a first down is Bowen on the carry that time.
That was that G scheme again, where the left guard pulled and kicked out the end, and the left tight end, and the left tackle blocked down, and they created a nice little crease.
Scott Reck says because they advance it to the 43, it has to be 12 yards, so I go by what Scott says.
Better.
He's the boss.
I'm glad somebody's in control up here.
Is not you?
No.
First and 10 from the 43 of the Bengals. 4:25 left to go. Andrews going to hand it off the right side. Little opening that time inside the 40. Cosson fights to the 37, maybe to the 36. Good gain on that first down play of nearly 7 for the running back. It'll set up a second down and short as Adam finds a gap on the right side.
So now the cat and mouse game begins. They've blocked down, kicked out a couple times. Now this time the defense end closed hard and the guard wrapped around and hooked him. So it's there's a lot of stuff going on out there that if you're not watching the line play, you really can't appreciate it. But these kids are making great decisions on the run.
Second down and three from the 36-yard line. Under 4 minutes left to go first half. Watterson down 7-0, but driving. Spring to this side, the right side. They hand it off. That's the side they go. Kostin carries one defender inside the 30, down to the 29, near the 28, and has enough for a first down.
Kostin ran right through Chris Jefferson. Chris Jefferson came up from a secondary position, and Kostin ran right through him.
But lost his helmet, so he will have to check out for one play. First and 10 from the 29. 3:39 left to go as they peer to the sidelines. Offensive coordinator for the Eagles, Ron Benjamin, more of a pistol and eye formation than in the past. The turnovers were painful early in the season. And they always like to say at Watterson, we will take what the defense will give us. Calhoun to the bottom. Goes to the top, backs from an eye. First man through, gets the handoff, little gap off the right side. Not that much, but they'll find the ball down around the 26-yard line in the breadbasket of Bowen.
They're going to keep running that G scheme until Benedictson stops it. And Benedictson's done everything they know how to do. They're flattening their ends down inside, and they're wrapping their linebackers outside. Watterson's still getting 3 or 4 yards. And Watterson's happy to get 3 yards a pop.
Sure.
They'll 3 yard you to death.
Bush in, Jones out as a wideout as they bring in those plays. The tight end at the top is Charlie Spencer. He's got a couple catches, including one for a touchdown. Bush widest to the bottom. Calhoun in the slot now goes bottom to top in motion. One back in the backfield. And they're going to keep it on the ground off the left side. De Palma spins, got to only the 25-yard line and pushed all the way back to the 31. Great pursuit by the Bengals to close that gap.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Number 28, Matthias Chmielewski, came up and just missed. He came out of his middle linebacker spot, and he just missed a tackle.
And again, Matthias filling in for Curtis Kirk, who is on concussion protocol until actually tomorrow. So he could not play tonight. So it is Matthias Chmielewski, 6 feet, 185, and a sophomore. Again, a lot of youngsters playing for the Bengals.
And he's playing the Mike backer, so he's getting his baptism by fire in the middle there.
Third and 7 from the 26-yard line. 2 to the top, 1 to the bottom. Quick pop and a high pop and overthrown as Andrews was looking for the long bubble pass to Nate Meyer, and he threw it about 5 feet over his head.
Well, the chain crew was open over there. The guy in the chain crew nearly caught that one. He was open. Nobody was guarding him. So.
Do you contemplate 3 here?
Ooh, that's a long field goal, but they're going to try it. They're going to try 43, 42.
No, go back further, sir.
No, they've got it measured wrong.
Maybe 44. Now they go up 43. To 43. And we mentioned, too, that Kevin Lamming has done a good job. 3 of 5 on field goals. Has a 41-yarder already on the campaign. This will be 43 yards.
And he's a lefty.
From near the right hash. Good snap. There's the kick. It's a line drive affair. It's not going to make it. Way wide right as he just kind of hooked that puppy. And he'll go back to the Bengals with 1:51 left to go.
Looked like one of my tee shots. Snap hook.
So the Bengals get it back. We've seen their capability to strike rapidly and long. They did it on a 4th and 12 to tally the only score in this contest. So what do you opt to do right now if you're Benedictine?
Well, you're going to go to jet sweeps. You're going to go to the passing game. And you're going to try to get your best guys to football in space.
You know, if you had a pass off that jet sweep.
Gee, we only ran that about 4,000 times. We had to.
We had one last night and it worked for a touchdown. See, 44 yards by Groport.
Well, if they run the jet sweep and he throws it, I guarantee you somebody's going to be wide open.
First and 10 from the 20. DeKorsnick claps his hands, gets the snap, takes the ball, rolls to his right. Almost looks like he's going to run an option there.
He
the wideout just kind of stayed behind him like, what do you want me to do?
Well, that was a slot option. And what they do is they fake the inside zone play and then they run option. And what the slot man does, he simply just backs up. And the quarterback runs downhill off the edge and then they've got the pitch phase.
So a gain of just about 4 on the play. Second down and 6 from the 24-yard line. 1:45 left to go.
Jet sweep. Nope.
Of course, Nick on the quick pop. Pass is incomplete. Overthrown on the play. A little too strong that time for Glenn Pearson. So let's make it third down and 6 with 1:41 left to go.
Number 39, Jack Parker on the cover.
Passing down here, or do you run it?
I like the jet sweep here with your best runner because Watterson has had trouble stopping it.
Watterson still has one timeout remaining in the first half. DeKorsnick looks to his right, guns the pass, and it's incomplete. Intended on the play on the far side for number 9, and that was Chris Jefferson, and he got waylaid as soon as the ball got to him.
He may have gotten waylaid as the ball got to him.
So now, in theory, a punting situation. So we'll see what happens here.
Oh, I think they'll punt this one. They'll be happy to get out of this half 7-0.
That's the fifth punt in six drives now for the Bengals.
It's something we talked about at the beginning. Who's going to win this? The Watterson defense or the Benedictine offense?
Number 15, Nate Meyer.
And again, the punts have not been that long, so Nate Meyer standing at his own 49-yard line. Again, let's see if they do that little fake move. No, this time, true snap, and they nearly block it. But Meyer's going to watch that sail back and hits at the 40-yard line and then takes a Watterson bounce right at the 39. So the Eagles will get it back after a 36-yard punt. 1:29 left to go. All right, you're the Eagles. You have one timeout. You do have a guy with a leg, although he did miss the prior field goal attempt. What do you contemplate right now if you're offensive coordinator Ron Benjamin?
Well, I think they're going to go back to their short passing game. They've thrown the ball well. They just haven't caught it very well. So get your five-yard stop routes and your hitch routes and all those wonderful things, and then do a little stop and go or hitch and go, and then you get a chance to get a home run.
Look at Costin now. He's way wide at the bottom of the set, too wide at the top, including Calhoun.
It's coming this way. I think Costin's going to get this one.
On a first down play, he gets the quick pop out in the flat. Good call, Larry. Ooh, if he breaks one tackle, he's still going, but gets upended at around the 48.
He's their best home run threat, and they put him out as a flanker, so he's one-on-one with a cornerback. It's a good matchup for Watterson.
Second down and one. The clock now evaporating down to 1:10 left to go. Bush is going to go to the top along with Meyer. Costin to the bottom.
And Benedictine's going to come up and press coverage here against Costin. They're not going to let him open.
Second and one. Andrews looking, rolling left, pressure, guns, the pass is deflected and falls incomplete. Deflected right into his face almost with pressure on the play. I think it was number 20, and that was Brandon Quarterman, the big defensive end.
And he is a big defensive end.
He's got some good size.
I mean, he's 6 foot 197, but he plays bigger than that. He's got long arms, and he gets a good push up front.
So now it'll be third down and one. Do you contemplate the first down here
yes.
or what?
Yes, you have to get the first down. You can always spike the ball if you want.
Ooh. And the Bengals are going to take a timeout. So they take one. We'll take one as well, too. With 54 left to go, this is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, Amy.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Jake Ruby just hit Jaden Manley for a touchdown pass, and Hartley leads Worthington Kilbourn 28-0. And how about this, guys? Halfway through the second quarter, Hartley has held Worthington Kilbourn to minus 4 yards of offense.
And I'm not being mean here, but I just felt that Hartley was due, and the Wolves, I've not seen him play well in the big game in the last year and a half.
Well, the number surprises me. 28-0 surprises me. The fact that Hartley looks like they're going to win it doesn't surprise me.
Third down and one. 54 ticks left to go, and this time they call their own number. Do the Eagles, and the quarterback, Mr. Andrews, takes the surge across midfield all the way down to the 48-yard line. Now, rapidly, they're going to come up the line of scrimmage. Actually, mark it at the 49. 50 seconds left to go. Picks up a couple on the play. First and 10. Ball is set. The clock cranks. 49, 48.
Hits
Andrews.
Right.
Rolls, little play action, dumps underneath, pass incomplete, again in and out of the hands of the receiver. This time it's Nick Geisler, the tight end.
He's wide open. He has about 8 or 9 yard gain. If he just catches it, maybe a first down. Watterson's had 4 or 5 drops. Not incompletions, drops, and that's it. You can't do that if you're not a passing team. If you throw it 35 times, you can drop 5 of them.
Calhoun in.
Of course, if you throw it 35, you probably don't drop 5 of them.
Somebody's got to go out, they think. Bush says, do I have to come out? They know. They send him back in the huddle.
There might be 12 out there. Nope, there's only 11.
There's 11. On a second down and 10 from the Bengals 49. Andrews back to throw. I thought they was going to set up a middle screen at first. Oh. Down the out pattern. Pass incomplete. Nearly intercepted. Deflected on the play by number 28 coming up to make the play. That is the big middle linebacker, Matthias Chmielewski.
I'm going to tell you what, he read that well, and he broke on the ball. He does not play like a sophomore right now. I mean, he's playing well.
Remember the great line that Dave Sheets used to say, don't play like a sophomore, play older.
Play older.
And I'll tell you what, he played older there. If he picked that one, there was nothing but green grass and white lines in front of him. That was going to be a boomerang for about 55-yard touchdown.
Something for Watterson to contemplate. They've got a third down from the 49 with 38 ticks left. Quick pop. They dump it in the flat. Pass is complete. It's Bush. Spins, and he's only going to get a couple.
Yeah, he needed to get out of bounds there. Just run to the sideline as fast as he could.
Why?
Stop the clock.
Why?
Oh, it's fourth down.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth down now. So clock is stopped. Let's see by whom. Somebody signals for a timeout. Timeout going to be taken by whom?
Benedictine.
By Benedictine.
Wow.
That is a confident team. So they take a timeout. That is their second. Back of the studios, Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. And Ryan, a preview of what's going to be coming up at halftime with you guys, sir.
Well, Randy, we're going to have scores from all the area Catholic teams. DeSales is at the half leading 28-17, but huge plays from them tonight. Obviously, the huge Hartley score. Reedy having a good game. St. Charles, though, not so much right now. Plus, we've got some big matchups in the area. It's hard to believe, but we are halfway through the season after tonight, so we can really start looking at how things are shaping up for the postseason now.
And at halftime, I'll talk on the highlighter with Scott Manahan, the alumni director and head baseball coach at Bishop Watterson, and hopefully Martin J. Mitchell will drop by too, the man who gives us that award to present for the Good Hands Player of the Game tonight. It will go to somebody from Bishop Watterson on a fourth down and 10. And Giesler to punt, standing back in his own 40-yard line. They've gotten pressure on him. Let's see if they try to do it again. They get it from the outside far side, but not enough, and Hunt is caught at the 11-yard line. There's a gap. Look out across the 20 and the 30. And here he comes downfield. There's a flag down. Still going down the sidelines. Big number 9, Chris Jefferson, knocked out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. But the flag rests back at the 20. And the clock reads 12 seconds left. And again, Watterson has dodged a big play because of a penalty flag.
Yep, it's a block in the back.
Chris Jefferson is tackled by number 33, Nick Kiesler.
That is the third play. Larry, I want to say in the first half, it's been about 40 yards or more that's been negated by a penalty against the Bengals.
You could see the explosiveness of Benedictine and their foot speed on the perimeter in these broken kind of plays, the kicking game and those kinds of things. It's amazing to watch. Watterson has to do a better job of controlling it. They may have to start punting the ball toward the sidelines to try and hem them in and keep them into one side.
That was a 60-yard return that was negated. Our referee is Alan Gillespie. Our umpire is Bob Neamy. Head linesman is Marcus Allen. Not that one. The line judge is DJ Hines. The back judge is Aaron Shrine. Bob Neamy, known for a number of years. This will be his last season officiating here in Central Ohio. His wife just accepted a nice job in North Carolina. So after this season, he will head over there to
golf.
Raleigh, North Carolina area. Not everybody golfs like you.
Well, I'm glad of that. The golf courses are probably glad about that, too.
Greenskeepers are happy, right?
If you need a trench, I can build one.
They call him Buddy Hacker.
Yes, sir.
Now, the sticks say fourth down. I don't think so. But Korsnick is going to hand it off, and it goes to Fleming, who's got a gap up across the 15, the 20, undercut at the 25-yard line. Now, that's going to stop the clock with 5 seconds while they move the chains, see if they take another timeout. Yeah, they're going to say, why not? We'll burn one more timeout and see what we can do. Remember, on a 4th and 12, that's how they scored the only score in this game, as they threw the long pass downfield. Korsnick hit Fox from 34 yards out, and Dozen added the PAT. That was a 7-play, 60-yard drive that took 2:19 off the clock, but it came on a 4th and 12 play.
Well, I've got a feeling here they're either going to throw the bomb or they're going to throw something like a little middle screen or something and just try to set up a broken field kind of play. Because Watterson's defense has been pretty good. It really has. Except on the perimeter, it's tough. It's tough to match up with that speed.
And remember, too, the half cannot end on a defensive penalty, too. So if something happens for the Bengals, they're able to move the ball. They can keep it going, perhaps, for one more play.
Well, if Watterson defenders let anybody get behind them here...
You take a look at it. Dozen and Cora, the two kickers, each have field goals. Dozen has one. Cora, the freshman, has two. They're going to go with trips to the bottom, one to the top. Fleming in the backfield to the left of Pokorsnik. 5 seconds left to go. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Pokorsnik with some time. Now rolls. Out comes out of it, and he's just going to run it for as far and as long as he can and get it up to around the 44-yard line. Looking, no flags on the play. Zeros on the clock, and that'll do it. Watterson playing their scoring style of game, you would say. It's 7-0 here at halftime. And with that being said, Larry, assess what we've seen in the first 24 minutes.
Well, what Watterson has done is they've dodged a couple bullets, and they've kept themselves in the game. And whether they win or they don't win, they've given themselves a chance to win. And Benedictine has tremendous speed on the perimeter. They have the ability to break the long play. Watterson has to be a little bit more methodical. I like where Watterson is right now, only because it's 7-0, and they're still in this game when they could have had 3 or 4 big plays go against them and knock them out.
And remember, Benedictine won the toss, and they deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half. That's the brain trust for Watterson, all meeting down there at the 45-yard line, Coach Bajelic and company, before they head into the locker room to talk to the team. It's kind of an interesting thing you don't always see right before halftime. Well,
my coaches wouldn't get near me. They're afraid somebody lob a grenade in there.
They went to the other locker,
yeah,
right?
Just get out of there. Stay away from him. He's bad news.
7-0 Benedictine at the half. We'll take a break. When we come back on the highlighter, I'll talk with Scott Manahan from Bishop Watterson and then Martin J. Mitchell himself. Both of these guys in living radio color when we come back to our halftime show. 7-0 Benedictine on top on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide patients and why we offer education and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.